start with. And we're going to go from the first measure all the way to the double bar, which marks the beginning of letter A. Right? But I would like to have only the four solos. You're all here, right? Only the four solos. Because what the rest of you are going to do, I'm going to plug you in afterwards. You're going to hear what they're doing, and then we're going to plug the rest of you in. You should hear how your parts fit with theirs. What else to say before we start? Yes, fermata. Right? There are lots of fermati in this piece. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to stop at a fermata. I conducted a little bit differently last time. I'm going to change the way I conduct it. I think it'll be more clear this time. So anytime there's just a fermata, I'm just going to stop, and then the next beat that I show will be the next beat. So here we go. So I will give you no beats to prep.
Okay.
So I'll back to center.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I won't give you one. It'll just be and three, one, fermata. Three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Just playing a little louder. I know it's marked mezzo piano or double piano, but a little louder so everyone else can hear a little better. Three, one, two. Three, one, two. So anytime you have a fermata and you have a note, there's going to be fermatas with the notes. You just keep letting them tremolo. Anthony, just a little more volume.
Okay.
Just a little more volume because you weren't quite matched with the group. Okay. So let's have Anthony, if you wouldn't mind playing at the fifth full measure. The fifth full measure. I'd like you to just go ahead and play your part here. And let's do it again. Full measure and good. I'd like everyone now at the fifth full measure, everyone in the orchestra at the fifth full measure. What you are all playing is just fragments of what he just played. Right, so everyone now together at the fifth full measure. So what I'm going to ask for now is the measure before A. The measure before A, I would like the crescendo to be more, right? So you should get even louder through the bar before A. So get louder and louder, more loud than you just got. And let's have guitar threes. Guitar threes alone at letter A. Guitar threes at letter A. All right, so I'm gonna ask you to do is make this chord like as broken as you can make it. Like super, super slow. Ready? And slower. Ready? And you can all go different speeds. All right, so make it as slow as you can. Ready? And slowly. Great. Let's have the twos. Right, you're going to roll that chord that you're playing quickly. Again, not all at the same speed, but quickly. Ready, and make it like, see how resonant they were? Like they were like, and you were like, all right, so make it still resonant, but fast. Ready, and. Let's see. A little more volume. Ready, and. Thumb roll. Ready, and louder. Still louder, and louder, and out together, and that's how that goes. I still think you can give me more volume. I still think you can give me more volume. Let's go back to the beginning. Basically what happens is it starts off soft and it grows until that one chord rolls. Right? That's basically the general idea. We're going from soft to loud. Simply as I can put it. Ready? Letter A, what's going to happen is there's going to be lots of tremolos going around and the soloists are playing just lots of tremolos, but what's happening is that the loudest note is going to go from guitar 1 to guitar 2 to guitar 3 to go to guitar 4. So they're all playing tremolos, but you're supposed to stick it over here, Anthony, first, mm-hmm. right? You sort of reach your loudest note, then John, then, and then.
So this the tremolos start piano, guitar 1.
That's right. So you start piano, but then when you get to mezzo forte, you're
right.
The only one playing mezzo forte.
I see.
And then as you're getting softer, John will be getting louder, and as John is getting softer, Rene, you're getting louder, and then so forth. Right? So I like only the soloists, right? Only the soloists at letter A. And what I'm looking for is this, is that whatever volume he peaks at, right? Whatever volume Anthony peaks at, John, you peak the same, you peak the same, and then you peak the same. Right? So we're looking for the same top volume. For letter A, soloists alone at letter A. Anthony, please play measure 10. All right, it's just going to be Anthony at measure 10. Anthony alone at measure 10. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. you hear a top volume, right? That's the volume to match, right? Let's go back to letter A. Letter A. Let's do this. Let's have, how do I solve this? Drum players, your entrance at just on alone. Let's see.
On my F sharp?
On your F sharp. Right.
One question. When does guitar one starts with the tremolo? Right in A
third or? Beat, the third beat of measure 10. Well, he has tremolo at measure A. But these parts that get louder and softer starts at the third beat of measure 10.
Okay.
All right, so he has tremolo, he trails off, and then third beat of measure 10, he begins again. Right, so John, you're F sharp? Pretty good, right? So he sneaks in, right? It's very, very soft when it comes in. So I shouldn't hear an attack at the beginning. So if you're listening for him entering, it actually may not be the best thing to listen for, because he should actually be almost silent, right?
Oh, but we're all supposed to do that, right?
Everyone's supposed to do
sneak
that.
In, right?
Mm-hmm. Everyone should sneak
okay.
in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should sneak in. Which makes this harder, because you don't hear the beginning. You just hear it when it gets louder. Right? So let's do letter A. Let's do letter A. The last four bars of letter A. So, Joe, your tremolo at the end should be soft enough, so should yours, Rene, so that the harmonics played by Anthony and the note played by John are sort of like the most loud thing in the texture. So just a little.
Those harmonics are right on the downbeat beat?
They are one measure before B.
Okay.
Measure 18. Measure 18. So a little softer in measure 18. Measure 15. Here we go, measure 15. Measure 15. Joe, your entrance. And Joe. And then your G. John. To Anthony. Okay, so now we're going to add the orchestra at the same place, right? The last four measures of letter A, right? The four measures before, so this is measure 16. Measure 16.
16. 1-6.
So you're going to be playing the exact same thing as the soloist at that point, right? So guitar 4, you're going to be playing the exact same thing as Joe. 3 is the exact same thing. Actually, everyone's playing the exact same thing at that point.
16 coming
at
around.
16.
At 15.
15 or 16?
Joe's entrance is 15.
Yeah.
My fault, 15. My apologies, 15. All right. So everyone here, measure 15. Sneaking in with your fours. Say it again.
I'm loud.
You're loud,
right?
Yes, you're loud.
Yeah.
And John, perhaps a little louder there. Ready? 15 again. Ready? And one. Threes, enter. Any louder? Threes. Softer, threes. Soft, 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 soft. Two. B. Let's do that again. Alright, so when you see that mezzo forte threes and we see that mezzo forte fours, that's the loudest that you get. So as soon as you get that mezzo forte, you should immediately getting softer. Don't push through that second measure that you're playing, right? So get softer. Go now back to letter A. Back to letter A. Threes, you're going to play a harmonic in measure 10, right? You're going to play a harmonic in measure 10, which coincides with your section leader's loudest point, right? And you're going to do the same thing in measure 14, which coincides with his loudest point. So Renee, I think perhaps you can help by just showing the point where you're loudest. I should help your section along here. Let's do letter A. Everyone at letter A. Slow roll, fast roll. Right? And more volume, don't forget. Here we are, letter A. Let's do that again. There we go, letter A. Harmonic a little closer to the bridge because it didn't cut through the texture. Right? I think you played it loud enough, I didn't hear it very well. So this harmonic is playing closer to the bridge, so a little brighter. A again, right, for the purpose of hearing the harmonics in the threes.
Again from me?
Again, A, yes. A. Bars, and then you play your harmonic. Here go letter A, and two, three, one, ready, play, and a little louder still, a little louder still. A, ready, A. Sneak in, sneak in.
Again, too loudly?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, very much so.
Sorry.
Letter A, it's okay. Ready, A, and... you make me laugh, Reese. I saw when I cued, I saw like six heads all moving at different speeds, and then the notes came. So why don't you show it, Yishai? All right, so Yishai is going to show where you play your notes. Everyone, all eyes on Yishai, so that we play this note here together. A again. I'd like to have just threes, just guitar threes, at measure 10. Guitar threes at measure 10. Three, and 10, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and play. Good, and let's make sure we're all playing the same harmonic. You should be playing the third string. What do you want?
Fourth string, fifth fret.
Okay. So that was together. So I know there's a lot of other rhythms going on, but ignore them. All right, just play that together. Everyone, letter A. Ready and. I heard the swell this time, right? That was good. Letter A. Ready, play, and. Letter B. So how are we going to tackle this one? Let's have soloists again at letter B. Alright, everyone, you're mostly playing the same parts. There are a few minor variations, but the rhythms should be the same. Here we go. Soloists at letter B. Letter B and B.
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's okay. Let it be. Let it be. One, two, three, and one, two, three. John. And let them all ring. One. Two. Three. Your line, Joe, to be louder at that part.
The GDA?
The GDA. Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask you, do we play any of the rest, or just it rings
throughout? Let them ring. Let them ring.
Throughout, okay.
Let them ring throughout.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Let it be again. That sounds nice, guys, over there. Let it be, play one, two, three. I think he means it when he says espressivo. I know it's only three notes. Three notes is hard to make espressivo. You know the story about Alban Berg and Webern? I don't know if you listen to modern music, probably not, but Webern. Webern had asked. you listen to Webern?
Yes, a lot.
Oh, great, great, great. So Webern has he asked for
a string quartet.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
It's fun.
So he asks for like these two notes. He says, "More sexy," and Berg just laughs and leaves the room. So, but yes, you got three notes, John, and more sexy. That's what we want here. Right. Let it be. First one does in this sort of increasing volume. Don't want to hear it one more time, or are you ready to do it?
I have a question about that.
Sure, of course.
In that part, the measure of the beat is the DIV, the two harmonics.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them play the low one, some of them play the high one?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Correct. Because if everyone's playing all of them, it's going to be too loud for the texture. All right, everyone at letter B then? Everyone at letter B? That's going to be a second beat, which is a rest. That's going to be a rest on that second beat. So there should be no sound. Let's do 25. We're going to do measure 25. 25. It's the third fermata of this section, measure 25. 25. Here we go. and 25. 2, 3, 1. When I move, it's a second beat, so it's silent. 2, 3, and 1. 2, and 3, and 1. 2, and 3, 1. Louder. 3, 1.
What's on C? There should be a big chorus here.
It's this time it's U and three. It's no chords. It's just notes.
Okay.
Same effect as before, but just single notes instead of chord. All right. Letter B. Letter B. Letter B. Something's early. You gotta wait. Letter B. B. 2, 3, and play. 2, 3. Now. I know everyone's playing, but that chord that you play is actually the end of the decrescendo. Alright, so at the measure 20, soft. Measure 20, soft. Go, B, measure 19, ready, and 1, 2, 3, and soft. 2, 3, 1, 2, and same thing, soft. Alright, with letter B, ready, and B, 2, soft, 1, 2, 3, softly twos, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. When I move it to the second beat, 2, 3. GB. I know it looks like nothing, but it's the only thing that adds to the texture on this way to get louder to letter C. So let's do the two bars before letter C. That's going to be measure 28. Measure 28.
Do you want that on the second slur?
No, that's just a. Those are not slurs. The first one's a harmonic.
So the G is a harmonic.
The G is a harmonic. That's the little circle above. And then the B. Measure 28. The last two bars of letter B. And 1, 2, 3. One out, twos. Bum, bum. Again, same thing. Ready, play 28. 1, 2, 3. Ready, 28, and 1, 2, 3, 1. Okay, so I hear you this time, but what's happening is with all of you playing, Joe and Rene are overpowering five of you, right, playing that part, so more volume. Same thing, 28 without the soloists, 28 without the soloists, ready, and 1, 2, 3, 1. Play and 1, 2, 3, 1, and 2, 3, 1. Still more volume, please. Ready, and Ready, and one. Okay. Let's see if we can go from the top. I'm going to go from the top to there. Here, go top, please. Get a match.
So a little louder, perhaps?
No, a little softer. We're going to go on to the other piece, I think, here. Anthony, 22?
Yeah.
Just like John's espressivo, so a little more in volume and a little more,
okay.
A little more forward in the sound. Twos, please mark 29. Please mark 29. You didn't quite give me the volume you did last time at 29. John and Anthony, your harmonics in 22 and 23. Sorry, 23, it's just 23. Louder? The only people playing in the part of the texture, you have the EA.
Yeah.
John, yeah.
But there's another one, right? Oh,
there's not. So then just a little more, more in there.
Okay.
Okay, let's start it one more time, then we'll go on to the P's line. Just a little bit. You're dragging the tempo just a little bit. John, can I hear you at letter B? Just John? Just John at letter B? Let's, yeah. John at letter B. Here's letter B. He's resting. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Just John. I know, I'm just letting you count. And harmonic. 3, 1. Two, one. It's pretty, right? And it's really, really beautiful. And then you together need to sound sort of this way. I feel it's like bum bum, bum bum bum, beep bum. Right? It's it flows. It's gotta flow much more. Let it be.
Six.
Yes.
More second.
Let it be. So we're going to go next time in this piece. Next time in this piece, I want to go all the way up through. Letter H. The letter H for next time.
Through H or two?
Through H. So we'll stop at letter H. We'll stop at letter H.
Okay.
Two H. jump in at letter B. We're gonna jump in at letter B. Letter B. Uh-huh. Letter B. No guitar one. Sorry, I'm gonna have everyone else except guitar ones. So everyone at letter B, what you're going to be doing, just so there's no confusion, is you're gonna be playing hammer-ons and pull-offs with the following notes marked in your part. Let's see, is everyone doing the same thing? No, so threes and fours, you have F sharp, G, A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp on the sixth string. Joe, can you demonstrate?
It says actually no hammer-ons. The first part is just playing well.
You should have cardboard. You have, so do you have your cardboard left over somewhere? So what you're gonna do is you're gonna take a small piece of cardboard and insert it into the strings so that you get like the sort of pizzicato sound. Second, everyone over here in this section should. It's just the fours, right?
It's only left hand twice.
At the beginning, it's only left hand, and at the end, it's with the right hand. For in this section, he gives you the ability to improvise, right? You can play whichever notes you wish, so it's going to be this sort of rumbling effect. I don't care which notes you pick, but make sure you play them in time, right? So don't go crazy and try to do notes all over the place if you're going to get out of time. So if you do just two notes, maybe you can guide about, maybe some of you play different notes than others, but again, it needs to be exactly in time. Let's have everyone, see, two threes and fours at letter B, two threes and fours at letter B. Four is at letter B. Alright, all I want to do is let's just actually play that first measure. Alright, we'll just loop it. And what we're trying to do is get everyone together exactly in time. So that let's try the speed.
I just got risk.
No, you have those are repeats. Yeah, it means repeating the measure before. Stop. Here we go. I'm gonna give you four beats, you can settle into the time. You don't wanna let it be? Here we go, I'm gonna give you four beats, and then we're gonna play letter B. The 16th notes. One ta ta ta, two ta ta ta, three of you go. And? Okay, everyone, that's me. Here we go. Stop. Ta 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 ta, and three, and go, and. But the lower notes, right, the open E strings or the open A strings over here should be the same volume as the H notes. So pop, 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 not pop, 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 pop. Right, it's the same. Three and go and. Okay, Today together, so it means ones, you're going to be playing your opening part really slow.
Those are 16ths, right?
Those are 16ths. Alright, so you should see in part one, we're going to have, it's going to say solos, that's you, Anthony, by yourself. In the third measure, it says at two players, right? Two players at the third measure. Hal wanted to join him at measure. Measure three, all right, and then everyone else, you enter which measure?
Eight,
right, you're gonna enter on the third beat of measure eight, right, so if you're in section one, unless you're your section leader or how, you're gonna enter at the third beat of measure eight. Guitar threes, Rene at your four. And then how about Ishai, the second beat of one, two, the third measure of your part, right, which says A2.
It says both of them, four, nine.
You see an A2?
Oh.
All right, so you join it at two. And then everyone else, the third beat of eight, right? Third beat of measure eight will be where you enter. Guitar twos, right? John will enter at letter A. And four bars into A is when the rest of you will join. And when the rest of you join, your dynamic is piano. And when we get to letter B, for everyone, it is instantly loud. It is instantly loud at letter B. So it's soft and all of a sudden magically loud, right? There's no crescendo, it's just soft and then loud at letter B.
Please confirm. I try at the third beat of measure eight, right?
No, how you'll be the third beat of measure three.
Okay.
Third beat of measure three.
Beat of measure three or
third beat. Third beat.
Okay. Okay, got that. But I'm not going to play at 2nd December.
You're not gonna play the 2nd December?
No, I sent an email.
Oh, okay. Then we need to do someone else in that part because this is the only time we're gonna play that. Wanna try?
Sure.
All right, Marissa. Then. So then, Hal, yes, third beat of measure. Thank you for reminding me. All right, so it's gonna go fairly slow. Here we go. From the top. So I'm gonna give you one full measure. Settle in the slow tempo. One, two, three, four, and one, and two, and three, four. Piano, but just one of you. Ready, and one.
I'm sorry, I thought you gave four to.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And. Surprise, here we go. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Three, four, and one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, and one, two. Measure four. We're starting with measure four. Measure four. Three, four. One, two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one. Place. You have to subdivide, right? You have to subdivide. You have to count the half beats here. Letter A. Let's try letter A. Two and three and. It does say hypnotic at the beginning, yes. Yes, it does. All right, let's do letter A again. John, I would like you to play forte just for the purpose of time for the moment. All right, good, letter A. ta 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 ta, three and ta 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 ta. Start softer, right? This is still piano when you enter at letter A. Go letter A again. Three, four, and. Three before B.
15.
That would be, yes, 15. 15. I'm going to go a little faster. Yeah. One, two, three, two, three, two, three, two, three, two, three, two, and. Okay, so let's see if we can get back into it, same speed, starting from the top. What can't happen. You weren't quite in time, but what happens now is he's got the faster moving values, so you can't adjust to him, he's got to adjust to...
Oh, I see.
Right?
Okay.
So it's whoever's got the fastest moving note values has got the sort of the time. So letter A?
So I should listen to him more than what you...
Yeah, it's everything together, yes. But
okay.
If whatever his 16s do is
okay.
What I'm going to have to take.
I'm sorry, from A, did you say?
Let's do letter A. No, we need to go back further. Let's do the top again. Well, then that's it. Let's do the top again, actually, because we need to get into that part. Thank you. can't take that. I can't take that one. All right, that was a little uneven. Sorry, here we go.
I'm sorry for what?
Start. Measure four. 3, 4, and four, 2, and three, and four, and one, 2, and three, four. And 2, 3, 4. One's make a note, I need like 10 times the volume at letter B. Alright, 10 times the volume at letter B. You have the tune, and I mostly hear just the grumbling. Right? I hear the grumblers, not the tuners. Let's go on to letter C. At letter C, what's happening is it's not perhaps so obvious, but there are several different meters happening all at the same time. Guitar twos, you're obviously playing in 3/4 time, right? It's beamed in 4 or barred in 4, but you have 3 beat groups. The guitars 1, I believe you have 6 beat groups, right? You've got 6 beat or 3 beat groups in guitar 1. Guitar 3s, you're playing just funky stuff, right? And 4s, you're pretty square. You're in 4. All right, here we go, letter C.
Question about
yes, sir.
16th is that?
That's it. Is that a B, the note?
Yeah,
so just sort of touch above the B, and it should be slightly pitched.
Do you want the B to be the sound, or you want...
No, it's like you know, semi unpitched, you know, like touch above the B, but you know, don't actually fret it. Please don't rush. That's all. Just don't rush it. Pattern, right? You just have like an A at the bottom, then a B, then a G, then an A, then a B, and the top note changes. So you can memorize that, but again, they're just playing eighth notes, so you have to just sort of just lock into their eighth notes, because it sounds very fuzzy. Let's do right where the tunes enter. Let's measure 30. Measure 30.
Just one question.
Yes, sir.
I just have 11 measures of silence. I don't know. So you can point us when to come in, because I just...
Sorry. Sorry. 30. Here we go, measure 30.
Sexily.
Here we go, measure 30. One, two, three, and four, and one, two, and three, and four. 30. Just the twos and measure 30. Just the twos. Ready, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two. Just the twos, please. All right, here we go. Ready, go. And one, and two, and three, and four, and two, and one. Okay, so it's still like ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. So try to watch each other a little bit, right? Again, you know, I up here waving the stick, but I'm not the end-all be-all, right? You have to sort of move together here. So pay attention more to each other and less to me, perhaps, right? Ready, and one, and two, and three, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three. So again, you have to pay attention to each other, and now we're going to do it with the threes. Measure 30.
Finger above the finger four. Just above the D.
You're not actually pressing down, you're just holding your finger there.
And, studio, just same spot. And see if you can be a little more pitchy, so don't press down the string, just touch it. Just listen to each other. Keep going. Ready. Ta, 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 ta. And same thing. Let's try. Because now it sounds like a squeaky door to me. Like ee, 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 ee. all of them the same, right? Ta, 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 ta. Ready. And. Can I measure 30? Three, four. Stop playing, please. We're starting at letter C. Careful with 16ths, make sure you're playing them all together, right? Listen closely to the 16ths. Again, I just give you beats, I don't give you 16ths. You have to listen to each other for the 16ths. Start on measure 8. Ready, and 8, 2, and. Thank you. notes in measure 10. I think I'm actually speeding up this a little bit. 3, 4, and. Yeah, they got faster. The quarter notes got faster. Right? They just got a hair faster, which makes his 16th impossible. Measure 8. Time says we're done. It's 2100. So what I need on this piece is metronomes, right? Please practice very, very attentively with a metronome, right? Because there are little things that even if we speed up just a slight bit on an eighth note or a quarter note, right, 16ths have to come in after, it's going to sort of foil the whole thing. And I want you to pay special attention to your metronome when you get to letter D. Right. So next time on this piece, I want to get through the end. I think we get through the end next time on this piece.
The end?
Yeah, we're going to go through the end. And again, at letter G, right, again, it's just rhythm stuff. It's right, the pitches don't really change. Everybody's playing like one pitch for 10 measures at a time. But again, what's going to be happening is everyone's going to be playing 16th notes, but or 8th notes, but offset, so we get a sort of composite 16th. So we get pop, 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 pop from the two sides of the orchestra. It's pretty cool. The concert last time, hey, we sort of hung on for most of it. I think we got to get, we sort of synced up for a little bit, but for the most part, we had the phasing going pretty well the last concert. So it needs more work still, but whole thing for Keys Lack, and do practice with the metronome. I will see you next Monday.
I'm learning all these.